first of all, I would like to point out to the listening audience that notwithstanding the high-profile accident that you alluded to and a few others that have occurred over the past years, traveling in the rail transit system is generally a very safe mode of travel.
In fact, probably one of the safest that you can do.
Yes. I mean, for example, occupants of motor vehicles are more than 70 times more likely to die in an accident while traveling compared to passengers in rail systems. New York moved over 7 million people in the third quarter of 2010. Our system in Washington, D.C., Metro, moved almost 1 million. And so these people generally move safely. So that's just something to keep in perspective as we move through this. But in direct response to your question, we were asked by the Senate Committee on Banking, Housing, and Urban Affairs to take a look generally at rail transit safety throughout the United States, and we chose some of the larger systems to review. Of course, we met extensively with experts and with the Federal Transit Administration, and in addition to that, we also visited a number of the large transit agencies that you're probably familiar with, New York City, which is, of course, by a factor of 6 or 7, the largest in the United States, Washington, which is the second largest now, Boston, Chicago's CTA, Los Angeles, and San Francisco's BART system, which is also somewhat similar to ours here. And so we, our main objectives, of course, in this report, you know, we were looking at basically the challenges that the rail transit agencies have in ensuring safe passenger rail transit, assuring safety in passenger rail transit, as well as what FTA is doing to help help these agencies along in terms of improving rail transit safety.
And one of the interesting points in here, and I know a lot of federal agencies will relate to this, is that with many employees are nearing retirement age in a lot of transit agencies, it's ended up being difficult to require, recruit, and hire the best and the brightest to do some of these jobs.
Yes, that's definitely a problem. You know, large transit agencies have found it difficult to recruit and hire qualified staff, and it's become a real challenge for them. In some cases, what they're doing is picking up on staff who have retired from various other agencies and hiring them on contracts. But FTA is working to try to improve the recruitment, to help these agencies recruit, qualified staff. And, you know, training is very important, as I think you're implying. NTSB, the National Transportation Safety Board, has identified employers such as not following procedures as probable causes in some of the more significant rail transit accidents. So you really can't emphasize the need for trained employees enough. It's a very, very key component of having a safe rail transit system.
I want you to talk a little bit more about this relationship between the FTA and the transit agencies. But one other piece really struck me is, earlier this week on our sister station, WTOP, the general manager of Metro was on, and he was talking about the financial pressures that they have, and they're having to make real choices. And oftentimes the physical maintenance stuff gets put on a back burner.
Well, yes, that's true. All rail transit agencies are under financial stress. That's no secret. There are some are more so than others. It's a very important factor of having a dedicated funding source to help with improving maintenance and making sure that the system remains safe, as I'm sure you understand and others do as well. There's a very strong connection between the state of good repair, that is to say maintenance of the key components of the system, as well as safety. You may recall, I think the listeners will recall, at least back in late October, there was the issue of the escalator that kind of ran away with the passengers, and that was really more of a maintenance issue, that the escalator hadn't been serviced as well as it should have or as regularly as it should have. So you can see the direct relationship between ensuring you have a state of good repair and the safety of the system. As we pointed out in our report, there's quite a large number of transit rail systems that have a very large backlog of deferred maintenance. And, of course, anyone who runs a car knows the longer you defer maintenance, the more difficult it is to maintain the safety of your vehicle.
Sometimes it can even get more expensive.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's become sort of this.
It has a snowball effect, yeah. and the problems that might have been relatively minor at one time then become much more major, and then much more difficult to address and more expensive.
Yeah, it becomes a sort of Faustian bargain. So talk a little bit, the FTA, the Federal Transit Administration, talk about their role and what they do and to sort of create a culture of safety.
Well, FTA, as you know, they do not directly oversee transit rail safety for each individual system. Every system is different. There's an old saying, I guess, in the transit rail industry that if you know one transit system, you know one transit system. But what FTA does do is they provide oversight of the state safety oversight agencies that are providing oversight for the various transit rail systems. Now, FTA is taking some initiatives to try to improve the situation with safety. And, you know, for example, they're providing more funding for training. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, many of the agencies are very strapped for funds, and it's difficult for them to engage in training activities, but FTA is helping with some of that, and they're providing some, they've asked in their next year budget, the FY11, fiscal year 2011 budget, for some additional money in order to help some of these agencies address their backlog in state of good repair. And they're also providing updating training manuals, and they're working on a 5-year plan to improve training. And so I think they recognize that there are many issues. I guess, you know, the accident in June 2009, it was a horrible tragedy for everyone involved, and no one will really ever forget it. But it did really serve as kind of a wake-up call, both at the agency as well as for transit systems around the country, that this was something that really needed to be addressed, and people needed to think very hard about some of the components that go into maintaining and ensuring a safe transit system for the general public.
One of the things you determined was that FTA had not identified what you called specific performance goals that make it clear the results between safety activities and trying to achieve related measurable success, having data that makes a connection of why safety matters, why it's important.
Yes, in fact, we made a recommendation. That is our main recommendation in the report, that they should do exactly that. And they really don't have to look terribly far to do that. Within the Department of Transportation, two other agencies in DOT, both one is the Federal Railroad Administration, and they do collect an enormous amount of data, but they have specific goals that are tied to this data, so it makes it a little bit clearer for them to draw the distinction between what they're accomplishing and what else they need to do. So they're able to measure their progress when it comes to ensuring a safe intercity and commuter rail system. So I think it's something that's eminently doable, and FTA has agreed to that recommendation.
And I know you got response back from the FTA. What was their response?
Well, they haven't responded yet to the recommendation specifically. They have 60 days to give us back their what they call their letter of response.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but as we discussed with them, they agree in principle with the recommendation, and they agreed to consider it. So we're hoping that they'll move forward with implementation, because we think it would be a significant benefit to ensuring a safe transit rail system.
David Wise, he is the director of GAO's Physical Infrastructure Team. We have a link to the full GAO report. It's called Rapid Transit. FTA programs are helping address transit agency safety challenges, but improved performance goals and measures could better focus that effort. You should have gotten a couple more words in the title of the report, David.
Hey. Yeah, well, we're not always known for our brevity in titles.
Well, I think they pay you, don't they? You get extra if you get more words in the title?
Well, if that were the case, I'd probably be ready to retire.
David Wise, we have a link up. We have the full report linked up on our website, federalnewsradio.com/DoraVecInsider, or just go to DavidWise.com. See where that takes you. DoraVecInsider.